Directors are or should be the main creative force behind a film. They collaborate with writers, producers, and actors to bring a creative idea to life. It is the director's vision that gives a film its flavor. Certain directors have a unique style that is consistent across their filmography. Others like to mix it up and make different films in different genres. Either way, a director is the most integral part of any film. Here is a countdown of my top 10 favorite directors. Number 10, Ron Howard. Initially, I wanted to put him higher on this list, but the more I thought about it, the farther he seemed to slip. When his films succeed, like A Beautiful Mind or Apollo 13, they have the potential to be all-time greats. But when he bombs, like with Angels and Demons, he bombs hard. So ultimately, I had to drop him all the way down to number 10. Number 9. Guillermo del Toro. I was glad to see Guillermo del Toro win an Oscar for The Shape of Water. He seems like a genuine and humble person who puts his heart and soul into everything he does. One of my favorite quotes of his sums up his entire career. Monsters are the patron saints of our blissful imperfections. Number 8, John Carpenter. Horror and science fiction films of today owe a lot to directors like John Carpenter. Between Halloween, The Thing, and Big Trouble in Little China, Carpenter has made some of the best genre films of all time. He even composes the musical scores for many of his films, making him a truly multi-talented filmmaker. Number 7, the Coen Brothers. It's very rare that you find a directing duo that works well together. Usually two or more directors on a film can create clashing ideas and the dreaded creative differences. This does not seem to apply to Joel and Ethan Coen, however. Some of their favorite films that they have made for me have been No Country for Old Men and Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Two completely different styles, but distinctly in the style of the Coen brothers. Number 6, Alfred Hitchcock. The master of suspense himself, Alfred Hitchcock has helmed some of the most thrilling and engaging films of all time. His psychologically stirring neo-noir Vertigo has recently topped some lists as the best film ever made, dethroning the long-reigning Citizen Kane. Films like Psycho also show he was a master of the twist ending. Number 5, Stanley Kubrick. With only 13 feature films to his directing credit, Stanley Kubrick probably gives you more bang for your buck than any other director. Every one of his films explores a different genre. The Shining is a horror film. 2001: A Space Odyssey, science fiction. Dr. Strangelove is satire. Eyes Wide Shut is, well, who knows. His films are dense and thought-provoking, more like psychological lectures and philosophical treatises rather than entertainment. Because of this, his films' rewatchability are unlimited. Number 4, Martin Scorsese. Team-ups with many legendary actors have made Scorsese one of the most prolific directors ever. Spanning almost half a century, Scorsese's career is full of all-time greats. Taxi Driver, Goodfellas, The Departed, they all display his talent for directing deep character studies. Scorsese also happens to be a talented documentarian, setting him apart from most other directors who are either one or the other. Number 3, Christopher Nolan. Combining high-quality craftsmanship with mainstream popularity seems to be an issue for some directors. Christopher Nolan is not one of them. He has struck a balance between playing it safe and being ambitious, and has made that has made him a superstar director. Inception, The Dark Knight, The Prestige, Interstellar were all nominated for multiple Oscars, but also crushed it at the box office. Every time he gets behind the camera, he has potential to produce a box office smash and an awards contender. Number 2, Denis Villeneuve. While he had been an active director since the mid-90s, Denis Villeneuve has only recently began to gain some notoriety. Films like Arrival, Prisoners, and Enemy are much deeper and more complex than your average film. They explore the human condition and the limits of our understanding of ourselves. Much like Kubrick, Villeneuve's films are best appreciated after multiple viewings. Number 1, Quentin Tarantino. As someone who fancies themselves a writer, I have to admire Tarantino's talent for weaving together storylines in unconventional ways. His dialogue, while often crass, is purely unique. He is a master craftsman, a true wordsmith. His directing and writing are so intertwined and inseparable. Films like Pulp Fiction and Django Unchained have a strange way of drawing you in to their world, but also never letting you forget that you are watching a movie. It's this non-traditional blend of over-the-top violence and dialogue in believable situations that leads me to put Tarantino on top. A few honorable mentions include Kevin Smith, who has a talent for creating honest and vulnerable characters, and Steven Spielberg, simply for the sheer volume of films he has made over the past 6 decades. Also just missing the list is Ryan Coogler, director of Fruitvale Station, Creed, and Black Panther. He hasn't made enough films yet for me to add him onto this list, but he definitely has potential to become one of the best ever. No matter the position on this list, all of these directors have great films under their belts. If you want to watch a movie and don't know what to watch, any film by any of these guys, and you can't go wrong. Thank you guys so much for listening to my episode on my top 10 favorite directors. Don't forget to check me out on Twitter at SNGReviews and on my film blog, 1001filmblog.wordpress.com, and check right back here for brand new episodes. Thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you next time.